N is for Nobody's, like the show is called Nobody's Fashion Week, or even you.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Well, you need someone to say something about Nobody. Let's do Nobody. I can just take something, a little approach to Nobody.
Yeah.
Okay. No, okay, well.
But can I say something to you before?
Yes, of course you can. Yes, yes.
Because there was later in the process, like, there were some artists like wondering why we chose Nobody's, because they felt like we mean, like, to say that they are nobodies, you know, in this, in the sense of like not being famous. But for us, like, it was super interesting to talk about that, because for us the approach was more like, but that's always the thing with words, to be like, this, the Fashion Week doesn't belong to anybody, like, similar to what you said before with the everybody, or like with being aware that it's absolutely not everybody right now, that it's absolutely elitist. So that's where our nobodies came from. Maybe that gives you an idea.
Right, right, right. Yes, yes. All right. So N, like in nobody. And I can see that nobody wants to be a nobody. You know, and I think especially in our times where everything is divided into winners and losers, and fashion is very definitely playing strongly around that, that, you know, to be someone, you know, you should follow the trends, da, 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 and be an influencer. And the more likes and the more followers you have, the more you are someone. Whereas if you don't have followers and, you know, nobody looks up to you, then you are a nobody and you are a loser. You know? And of course, that's not so, and I think the tricky part with fashion in the way that it usually sort of operates is that we present a persona, you know, that fashion very much is about appearing before others. We're forced to appear, you know, there is no unmediated way of being before others or with others. We are always forced to appear through our senses, through our voice, through our view, I mean, through the senses. And we always, of course, are very conscious, become conscious about how that works, because as we grow up, we know when we can get the attention of our parents or not. Look, mom, no hands, or whatever, you know, we call out and we know when attention comes to us or not. And of course, this gets more and more increased throughout school and throughout social life in general, that we get schooled, trained to know that appearances matter. You know, even though perhaps we say that, you know, no, we shouldn't judge people by the surface, we know that that is not true. You know, we know that that is what happens. So we have this persona. We know that we are presenting. We are someone that is a presented self.
And the persona is sort of an actor, is a mask.
In Greek, you know, a persona is someone that we act out to be. But who is this person behind this mask? We never really perhaps discuss too much, or at least not in relationship to fashion. Because that person that is actually behind our appearance becomes a nobody. And this is something that fascinates me a lot when it comes to fashion. And that is this entanglement fashion has, or our appearances has, between pride and shame. Why do we lie about fashion? Why do we lie almost every day about fashion? You know, oh, I found it on the sales, you know. Oh, I don't really care about how I dress, you know. Oh, I only took what was hanging on the chair this morning, you know. We have all these everyday lies that we tell about our appearances, because there is this tension between who we appear to be and this sense of who we should be behind, you know, in the sense, you know, where I am somebody and when I am nobody. And I think this is extremely fascinating when it comes to fashion. It's a phenomenon that is so saturated by emotion, but we still often treat it as if it's something that is just out there in the storefronts and out there in the museums, or something very disconnected, whereas everybody has enormous emotional investments into it. And we'd hide it often behind everyday lies and everyday sort of deception moves in order not to have to disclose our own discomfort with the way that we are in our clothes, in that sense. Yes.
Right.
Blah, blah, blah. That was long. I don't know necessarily if it reached the nobody, everybody. No, whatever. Okay.
But that's...
Okay.
It's no problem, Otto, because I feel like also like, but that's my very personal artistic approach. You sometimes start with somewhere or...
No, I get it. Yes, of course.
You know, it can't be just a door and you walk through it and then you land somewhere. I love that.